When Marjorie Dial first walked the rustic 30 acres north of Marshall that once housed East Fork Pottery, she noticed what almost everyone would, the natural beauty. But Dial is a ceramic artist who was also in a position to see something beyond beauty. She saw potential.
Artists are asked to do so much to make their work and explain their work and promote their work, sell their work. And this idea started to germinate in me of creating a place where artists felt supported and valued, and a sense of affection around making work and going deeply into it.
East Fork Pottery moved to Biltmore Village, but left the clay studios and kilns on the old grounds. Dial has refurbished the main home and added a trio of living suites and a community kitchen, and rebranded the compound as a retreat for artists called Township 10. Dozens of residency centers around the country invite artists to spend a week, a few weeks, a few months, or even longer. All offer housing on or off-site, time and space to create, and usually interaction with a tiny community of other resident artists. Many, but not all, operate as nonprofit organizations, and the most coveted residencies come to artists without any cost beyond their own travel. The application process is often competitive.
Creative artists need time to create. They need time to incubate.
Heather Hartley is half the couple behind Trillium Arts. Hartley and Phil Reynolds purchased 22 acres in Mars Hill last year to open an artist residency.
So often in our sector, in the performing arts sector, there is sometimes a rush to completion. You have this premiere date, and you have a theater or a venue, a presenter that is looking for completed work. And we both believe very strongly that some of the strongest work comes whenever there is time for the artist to have a true creative greenhouse period.
Hartley has a deep background in dance, and Reynolds as an arts presenter. They were so eager to get rolling with Trillium, they tapped their neighbor's Airbnb rentals to house their first resident artists and laid a tap dancing floor in a neighboring barn. The couple are raising money earmarked to add living and studio spaces. Meanwhile, they're charging some artists to spend a week at a time on their grounds and inviting others without charge.
What we do have here in Mars Hill is the beautiful piece of property and a lot of potential.
We want to do as much as we can to support a healthy arts ecology. The financial reality is that Phil and I are not wealthy people. We could just sit here and let the space and this beauty be empty the rest of the year, or we can fill it up with people who want to come.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is we get more applications than we can accommodate.
The founders of Township 10 and Trillium Arts turned cash inheritances into their seed funding. In North Asheville, performance artist Claire Elizabeth Barrett and a handful of friends are helping Barrett fulfill a lifelong dream.
This is my home, and it's something I would be doing for my space, for myself, anyway.
Barrett is converting the backyard, living room, and second bedroom of the home that used to belong to her parents into the Center for Connection and Collaboration. Unemployment insurance and modest fundraising have picked up most of the cost for materials.
Everything has to stay small and kind of intimate. It's still a residential area, so I can't have big public events, but it can serve as an incubator, and it can be a meeting place and a rehearsal space and an ideas place. So it can be a lot of things.
At Township 10, Marjorie Dial plans two extended residencies for herself each year. She lives in Portland, Oregon, but she's otherwise turning over the culture and dynamic of the space to the resident artists.
I've had a number of people question me about what kind of return I'm getting on my investment. And I just gently kind of ask them, you know, what return on the investment are they getting on their second home or their country club membership? Because this has been like the most transformative thing I've ever done. And you couldn't evaluate what's coming back from doing this project.
There are other residencies in this region. The Center for Craft in Asheville has a program. So does Wild Acres Retreat in Little Switzerland. And last summer, the Great Smoky Mountains National Park offered a 6-week residency to one writer. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.